This is the Afternoon Magazine. Good afternoon. Kevin Kelly is the host of Live and Local on our companion station, WILL-FM. He's also the music director of the Prairie Ensemble. And he's here with me in the studio this afternoon to tell us about the Prairie Ensemble's next concert, which is set for this Friday evening, April 17th. The concert will celebrate the 200th anniversary of the birth of Felix Mendelssohn. Celebrating Mendelssohn at 200 will take place at the First United Methodist Church at 210 West Church Street in Champaign. The pre-concert conversation begins at 7 o'clock. The concert follows at 7:30. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Celeste. Thanks for having me.
Oh,
good.
My pleasure.
Good.
So how are you going to celebrate Mendelssohn at 200?
Well, we'll celebrate Mendelssohn at 200 by playing some of his music, of course.
Of course.
His 200th birthday was actually, I think, in February. So we did do a small piece of his in our February concert, but since that was mostly given over to Valentine's Day, we saved the big piece for our last concert of the season, which is the one this Friday. So we're playing my favorite piece of Mendelssohn's music, which is the Symphony No. 3, known as the Scottish Symphony.
Okay. But now, in addition to Mendelssohn, there are some other composers on the program. How do they fit in?
Well, it's really kind of a potpourri. We're starting with music by Antonín Dvořák, one of his two serenades. This one, the one we're not playing is for stringed instruments. The one we're playing is for mostly wind instruments and a cello and a bass. And it's actually what the piece with which we closed our very first concert in 1996. So we're opening this concert with it, just to put it in a different perspective. And then, so there's no real connection between that and Mendelssohn, other than sort of a one you can kind of feel with some of the activity of the winds in that piece. Reminds me a bit of the second movement of the Mendelssohn Scottish, which is, you know, has a lot of winds featured and so on. And then we're doing a piece by English composer Ray Vaughan Williams, his tuba concerto, which does not get played very often. In fact, tuba concertos there aren't very many of them, and they don't get played very often, but that's going to be a lot of fun.
Is that because the tuba doesn't get a lot of respect, or what?
I don't know.
Huh.
I mean, I don't really know. That would be a good question to ask our soloist, who is Mickey Moore. Mark Moore is his real name. He's the tuba professor at the University of Illinois. Wonderful player, really nice guy. And so he'll be participating with me in the pre-concert chat at 7. So I'll probably ask him. Maybe I'll ask him that question because it's a good one. You know, I don't know.
And why is Mendelssohn's Symphony No. 3 known as the Scottish?
Well, a lot of these classical pieces that get nicknames like that, you don't know the answer to that question because, you know, like Haydn will have a symphony called The Hen, and people presume it's because it makes this kind of cackling sound, but that wasn't his idea. In this case, there's a very good reason for it, strong reason for it, and that is it was inspired by a visit that he made to Scotland when he was pretty young. In particular, he was in the Hebrides Islands, and that actually inspired one of his overtures. But also, he especially cited the ruined castle where Mary Queen of Scots was crowned, and there's a little story around that. But he made many, many trips to the British Isles over his whole life. I mean, it was virtually his second home outside of Germany, and so it all. Much of the scenery stuck with him over the time, but it took him years and years to actually write the symphony down. He would start it, and then he'd sketch it, and then, although it's numbered his third, he actually finished his fourth and his fifth before he finished the third. And I think it got numbered that way because that's the order of publication or something, but it's by far my favorite of all of his five symphonies, and it's just so rich musically. It's just so rich with different kinds of sounds and atmosphere. And the second movement, which I actually brought along, if we have a chance to hear it, is the one that sounds, you could say, the most Scottish.
Okay, well, what do you say we do that? And I think you just set it up perfectly. So let's play an excerpt. ¶¶ That's big and happy and joyous. That's just the thing to celebrate somebody's birthday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And that's the short movement. That's there's 4 minutes of that. The whole I described the Scottish ruins of the castle, mm-hmm. and the whole piece, the way it begins in a much darker way, very, very tuneful. But you can imagine the atmosphere in which he found himself, and that apparently was the opening music that was inspired by that by that particular scene. Mm-hmm. It's wonderfully picturesque piece actually. You can just close your eyes and put yourself off into some foreign land that could be Scotland or can be some other place. Use your own imagination.
Okay. Hey, while I have you here this afternoon, tell us about Live and Local, which is relatively new on FM.
Yeah, February 2nd was our first show. Well, this tagline that I've attached to it is your connection to local music, which is really kind of the point of the show. It goes for an hour from 12 to 1 every day, and I have usually one or two guests on, whether they are local people or visiting artists. They're people who are involved in performances that are local to our listening area. Mm. For me, it's been really fascinating. For one thing, I like to do interviews, and for another, I'm very interested in many different kinds of music. And I hope that most of our listeners are, or at least many of our listeners are. And it has become the norm that at the end of the conversation, I'm hyped up to go see whatever the thing is, that whatever the program is we're talking
uh-huh.
about. So the frustrating part is that I can't most of the time.
Yeah.
You know, but I have been able to get to hear some of the performances. For example, today I had on Donna Buchanan, who is the director of the group called Balkanalia at the University of Illinois, which is the Balkan Music Ensemble. And I've heard about it for years. I've known it's been around, and I just thought that is some student group. And so she gave me some of the recordings, and they're fantastic. I mean, I was just blown away
that
this kind of group exists here, and they've been around for a little more than 10 years, I guess.
Yeah.
So it's been a lot of fun for me, and I certainly hope that it's fun for the listeners to learn about the many different performers that they may not have known about before. And hopefully, the real point is that we will inspire listeners to go out and hear those concerts, to hear live music in their area.
Okay. Live and Local, noon to 1, Monday through Friday, mm-hmm. on our companion station, WILL-FM. And also coming up at the end of this week, Friday evening, April 17th, Prairie Ensemble will celebrate the 200th anniversary of the birth of Felix Mendelssohn. Celebrating Mendelssohn at 200 will take place at the First United Methodist Church in Champaign. Pre-concert conversation begins at 7. The concert follows at 7:30.